Busy routines can make it hard to focus on your health goals, but MedExpress offers a simple way to explore weight management treatment online. Complete our short eligibility consultation with no need for face-to-face appointments or travel. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly, with UK-registered clinicians offering support along the way. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to get started today.
You probably think you eat pretty well. A decent breakfast, a salad here and there, you're trying. And yet the afternoon energy crash still hits. The bloating still shows up, the cravings, the sluggishness, that low-grade off feeling that you can't quite explain. Here is what almost no one tells you. There is no one nutrient that quietly runs your energy, your digestive, your mood, even your blood sugar. And the study after study says somewhere around 90 to 95% of us are not getting nearly enough of it. It's not the protein. It's not you know, some $30 powder with a celebrity on the label. It's fiber. And today's guest learned how much of it matters the hard way. My guest today did not set out to build a company. She set out to feel better. Roxanne McBride spent years battling her own health issues, managing diabetes, and trying solution after solution that either didn't work or was just packed with junk, sugar, and fillers. Frustrated and exhausted by products that promised everything and delivered nothing, she decided to build the thing that she actually needed, a clean, gentle fiber that generally works and tastes like something that you'd want to drink. That fiber became Fiber Bliss. So this is not a sales pitch in a bottle. This is a problem solver who got tired of the noise and built a real answer. And along the way became something of an expert on the nutrient most of us quietly ignore. Roxanne, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on today.
Well, yeah, Stacey, I'm excited to be here and tell you more about how we started Fiber Bliss and what we're hoping to change with it.
Awesome. I am so excited to discuss this. Now, let's start with the pain, because I think a lot of people listening are living, you know, just living it without a name for it. You know, the bloating, the energy that dips off at a cliff at around 3 o'clock, the feeling of being not sick, you know, feeling not sick, but you don't feel well either. The sense that you're doing the healthy things and still not feeling the way that you want to. So many people feel like they never want connect to those daily struggles, you know, to fiber. You know, why is fiber the single most overlooked nutrient in the modern diet?
You know, it's pretty magic. First and foremost, people think right now fiber is kind of a unfun word that we don't really talk about because it's associated with bathroom habits. And that is the output, but it's not really its purpose. I mean, it's the byproduct, right? So Fiber keeps your cells in your body running, and that's part of why it helps remove waste as a effectively as it does. One of the things we've learned with our protein craze is the longer things build up in your system, the worse you feel and the longer it takes to figure out why. You know, my personal journey started with food scarcity in high school and diabetes by the time I was 19. And a lot of that was accelerated by, you know, eating what I could afford and hoping that, you know, like you mentioned, a salad here, you know, protein there, a smoothie here, you know, now and again. And it just wasn't enough. And I've spent, you know, a lot of effort managing diabetes. And even when it's well controlled and my labs look great and everything's fine, I didn't feel fine.
Yeah.
And there was still just something that didn't add up. And like many Americans, I have my own experience with the GLP-1 medication. And you know, my labs looked great, but I was always nauseous or constipated. And it was just this never ending cycle of one or the other. Yeah. And they're related, you know, and so it was just, I wanted off that un-merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And so when I asked my doctor what to do, she's to get off the GLP-1 meds. She said, you need more fiber. It keeps things running. And so I said, oh, okay, tell me more. and so after, you know, 10 years of lab work that looked fine and going to the doctor and saying, I just don't feel all that good. And somebody on the other side of the table saying, well, write a food journal and drink more water and make sure you walk 20 minutes a day. And it's just like the same basic unhelpful advice for how to manage diabetes. And it just, it didn't work for me. It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And it was because I wasn't eating the things that made my body able to digest my food or able to get things out of the way that it wasn't supposed to have stored. And so, you know, like you mentioned, that not quite feeling good, but everything on paper looks fine, and really trying to figure out how to change the story. And yeah. So I tried everything on the market. I mean, powders, capsules, gummies, and the amount of blueberries and other fresh produce that I needed. Like, I just physically couldn't chew that much, which sounds a little silly, but it was hard. And because it was so hard, I failed at it over and over and over again, and decided to make a home remedy, which we all now know as Fiber Bliss. Because I just wanted to feel better and have that not be the thing I spent all my time working towards.
Right.
And other things I wanted to do other than just try to how to figure out how to be less tired or less bloated or less stuck.
Right. Exactly. And I guarantee you most people feel like you, you know, that they did, you know, and they struggle every day, you know, trying to figure out that solution, or they just give up, you know, because they just, you know, they have no clue where to begin, and they don't discuss it with a doctor, or they don't discuss it with somebody that could give them direction. You know, what was your turning point that made you realize that, you know, I have to do something about this, and you started to be proactive about it?
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I couldn't get under control with my diabetes medication, specifically the GLP-1 journey, as I mentioned, my labs look great, but I didn't even lose any weight and I felt pretty gross. Yeah. And, you know, what really was my turning point was my cholesterol and my triglycerides just wouldn't cooperate. And, yeah. You know, I've been on and off things like statins and Lipitor throughout my, you know, adult years and high stress periods. It's like, okay, fine, I'll take the meds and deal with it later. But this time I just felt like there is no later, you know, like I was not ready or willing to go back on statins. And I think a lot of people have this experience where you take metformin or you get on an injectable or lots of things in between. And then they put you on Lipitor and tell you everything's going to be fine. And then slowly but surely you watch yourself disappear in the mirror.
Right.
And I just wasn't going to do that again. And that was my turning point of how do I fix this? And through research and a better upgrade in my care team, food and nutrition is how do I do this without feeling like that, hopefully ever again. But I couldn't handle the idea of one more medication to try to feel better. It just clearly isn't working.
Right. You know, statins is so bad for you. And I don't think people realize how bad they are for the body. You know, a doctor tells them, you know, you need to go on this. And so many people never ask questions. And they say, okay, my doctor told me I have to go on it. I'm going to go on it. And meanwhile, there's so many side effects and so many things that could happen when you're taking them.
Yeah. And I think we overlook the fact that doctors are humans too. Mm-hmm. And we call medicine a practice for a reason. Yeah. And as you look at something, for example, about the world's view of eggs, right? On again, off again of are they good for us? Are they bad for us?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the answer is, how do you feel when you eat them?
Right.
Do you feel better? Do you feel worse? You know, eggs are good for some people and they're not good for others. And I think that we've gotten used to trusting someone else's opinion about what's right for us instead of just listening to our bodies.
Yeah.
My body hated statins. My body doesn't enjoy eggs.
Yeah.
I love fruit, but I don't enjoy the texture mystery of every single bite.
Yeah.
So like, that's where I think we've just got to go back to basics and get in touch with, you know, your intuition is usually pretty useful.
Yeah.
And if you look for, you know, patterns of when you feel gross or when you feel great, and, you know, what did the 6 hours before that look like, including how much water did you drink? How tired were you? What was your quality of sleep the night before? All of those things.
Yeah.
If you look and listen, it's easier to solve than, 15 prescriptions a day.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, some people do food diaries now, and some people, they have things like the Aura Ring or their Apple phone, or, you know, they could take a picture on an app and they'll keep track of the nutrition that they're obtaining and stuff like that. Is that something that, you know, you would suggest, or maybe did you do something like that, like a food diary?
I have not. I think what I would say is there are tools, but when they become just one more thing to manage, they're not helpful. And so each person really has to gauge what tool is useful for them. I personally just don't eat a very varied diet at home. Like, I've got, you know, recipes we rotate through, and I know that I'm going to feel good when I eat them. And usually when I splurge on my routine and think it's, you know, okay to eat that greasy thing or whatever, you know, I'm reminded quickly why I don't do that so often anymore.
Right.
So, you know, I think that my process even to now has been moderation is key.
Yeah.
Even sugar, you know, it tastes good. It exists. We're never going to get rid of it completely. You know, and a little bit here and there really isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It's when it's in every single thing you eat or drink that it becomes
and
more than your body can handle.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that's super overlooked is vitamin screening. When you don't feel good and you go to the doctor, they're looking at a handful of things over and over again, but they're not as quickly looking for deficiencies that could easily be solved by better food and increased nutritional focus on what you choose to eat.
Exactly.
So, you know, I still eat my ice cream sandwich at night after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not here to say, like, don't do it. Like, I'm not perfect by any means, but I'm going to eat the ice cream sandwich either way. So knowing that I've also done 80% of the rest of my food as good and focused on nutrition density and fiber and protein and all of those things, like, that's where the magic is, right? Diets don't work because you're depriving yourself of something, or you're going to one extreme or the other. And while keto is another great example, you can get your blood sugars in check and you can drop a lot of weight. And some people, their cholesterol improves and sometimes they don't, but my husband, for example, can't handle the fat content. So every time we've tried keto together, we get benefits, but his side effects are much worse.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of differences too between men and women. Jokingly, right, my husband and I both quit drinking at the same time to see who could lose more weight.
Yeah.
And I lose 5 pounds and he loses 50.
Right.
And it's because I think it's partially because he's just by default a healthier person than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was easier, you know, for his body to lose the weight and move on because he removed the only poison that was going in, which was, you know, the alcohol. So I think that those things are also part of why so many people feel defeated along the way of trying to feel better. It's like they do one thing after another that only kind of sort of fixes a problem, but it makes three others. And I can't even tell you how much money and time I have spent over the years on, like, every MLM, every hot new nutritional item.
Yeah.
And so to be here even with another powder
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand and can appreciate the irony, but what I can say is there's nothing, we're completely natural, freeze dried fruits to make sure we have the highest possible nutrition content. No carriers as long as that version of fruit is available.
Right.
And very picky on which carrier I use if we have to use one for one reason or another in manufacturing. And, you know, that's, you know, get back to basics and go focus back on real food and, you know, the real signals your body gives you after you eat.
Right. That's so true. And what is actually happening in the body when, you know, someone who's been running low on fiber for years without realizing it?
Their system just slows down and it becomes, you know, a traffic jam, so to speak, in your intestines. And but it also can look like diarrhea and bloat and IBS, right? It's not just constipation. It's your body not knowing what to do with the food or how to clear it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that there's been a huge emphasis on pre and probiotics, and that's helped some people get more fiber because there are, you know, some prebiotic sources that have fiber in them.
Right.
But there's a quality impact when those same products have sugar in them.
Yeah.
Specifically, the relationship between sugar and and probiotics and your ecosystem in your stomach, right? Like, I know we talk about gut health, but it's like it's the relationship of the ingredients at together and what your body does with them. And so it just kind of forgets how to use what you're eating,
right?
A little bit at a time.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, this part I think is going to, you know, makes this conversation so timely because gut health is, you know, suddenly everywhere and it's for a good reason. But we're learning that gut health isn't just about digestion. It's a, you know, it's tied to our energy, our immune system, our mood, and even how steady our blood sugar stays through the day. You know, for the listener who keeps hearing gut health but doesn't really get why it matters, you know, can you break it down for us? You know, what is the connection between what's happening in your gut and how you feel everywhere else?
Yes. So I think of it as a control board.
Mm-hmm.
So our brain talks about what we do and manages our cognition and, you know, all of the data information we're processing and tells our body how to move and all of those things. But ultimately, what we've learned over time with research and study after study on different nutrients like protein or fiber or prebiotics or postbiotics is the hub of your body really, and how you feel and how it functions really is in your digestive tract.
Yeah.
And if it's not getting what it needs and, you know, and is backed up with toxins, it causes, it can be the source of things as simple as brain fog.
Right.
And brain fog gets a, you know, is a little bit of a buzzword right now because it's like the symptom that everybody seems to have. So a lot of different products lean into that with their marketing, right? Whether it's this perimenopause, the menopause craze.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and so that's where I really think that it's like the air traffic controller of your body, where your brain is like the electrical circuit board and
right.
they have to talk to each other and be supported in different ways at the same time. And so it's just, it's a traffic jam when you don't have the right nutrition.
Yeah.
And fiber is a big part of that, but it's not the only part.
Right. So, where does like fiber, like, does it sit in the center of all that, or it basically is just like one little part of it, but it's an important part?
I think that the fiber, it's not just the quantity of fiber, but the types of fiber
mm-hmm.
that you choose that help with results and also can make results seem really far away. For example, a really common and popular fiber source right now is both chicory root or artichoke or agave, and it's inulin as a whole. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have a sensitivity to inulin, and it has a higher FODMAP rating than people realize.
Right.
And when I personally used it during R&D, because I was like, oh yeah, I know that ingredient.
Yeah.
It caused such an inflammation response in my body that my knuckles felt like rocks.
Right.
And I was like, what is this doing? Yeah. And so then I went and looked. And so then because of my response during R&D, I went and looked up, you know, if that was common or not. And that's when I came across the FODMAP rating.
Yeah.
And it's a big part of how I ended up with acacia fiber and cellulose, both within the formulation, is they're very well tolerated.
Yeah.
And not just by me, but they're more common. They're known to be more commonly tolerated by most people. And so I think that the other thing people don't realize often is that there are two types of fiber in all the food we eat, which is soluble and insoluble fiber.
Yeah.
And you need both.
Right.
And the funny thing is, soluble fiber has become more popular because of its pre, post, probiotic, you know, relationship.
Yeah.
But we actually need more insoluble fiber than soluble fiber.
Right.
The current USDA guidelines is actually 2-1. And so that was one thing that was also frustrating for me as a consumer trying to solve my problem is soluble and insoluble fiber don't often exist in the same product.
Right.
Or the same, you know, food. And so I intentionally have cellulose and acacia fiber to solve that and really make sure that as a whole system, FiberBliss works for most, if not all, people who try it. You know, it's certainly not a miracle by any means. It's nothing completely new, but the combination of ingredients that I was able to come together with by solving one problem at a time is actually unique enough that we are patent pending.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to be able to help more people, you know, reach it. And I think accessibility plays a big role in it too. The wellness industry kind of goes with the four corners in Austin. And if you're not in a big metro area, grocery stores are a lot different.
Yeah.
And my husband and I learned that when we, you know, moved from Washington to Northeast rural Texas.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to run a cattle ranch. So we did.
Mm-hmm.
But with food allergies and having grown up on the coast, I was not ready for how different the grocery store experience was.
Right.
Like, not even a little bit. I was like, oh, what have I done?
Yeah.
And so with that experience, you know, my heart really is in formulating and reaching people that were in that are in that and still in that, you know, we eventually moved back home and we're back on the West Coast now because, you know, the nephews were just of the right age that being too far away from home was no longer convenient. So, you know, I think that's something people don't even realize is that from not just state to state, but, which part of each state you're in, your grocery store experience is wildly different.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we are available at Fresh Thyme in the Midwest. We're launching soon with Kroger in Nashville for their Southeast division. And then we're available online in our website at FiberBliss.com with 3 S's. We're also on socials at FiberBliss with all 3 S's. For the same handle across all platforms. So super easy to find.
Yeah.
We're ramping up in a big way. I actually have some of the powder here to share with everyone. So we've got 3 flavors, which is Orange Oasis, which is orange and pineapple. And then we've got Berry Bliss, which is blueberry and pomegranate. And my personal favorite is Strawberry Sass with strawberry and pineapple. So we've got you know, a very portable, approachable label. And then as far as the powders go, when we open it up, you know, they are the color of the fruits that we're feeding you, because that's what's in here.
Yeah.
And we worked really hard to stay within the natural realm. So there's no dyes, no colorants, including no other natural, no other foods to change the color. So our orange powder, you know, is yellow, and here, and then in water, it'll also be yellow, like a glass of orange juice normally is.
Yeah.
I've got a runaway berry over here. So for our strawberry sass, we've got same thing. We've got the 6 grams of fiber, 0 grams added sugar. So we're a high fiber solution. And then our powder here as well. One scoop is 6 grams. And then we've got the pink powder here that is, you know, evident that our our strawberries are here and real. And then I just, you know, grab my berry. It rolled off the table from me. Same thing here, though. Our blueberry powder. It's actually my favorite in the dry form. It's a very pretty purple.
I like that.
And then also in water, you know, it's true. It's true to the fruit we're feeding you.
Yeah.
So super excited about having formulated through all the sensory experiences, color, fragrant, mouthfeel. We don't gel in the glass. There's a little bit of settling, but nothing too crazy.
Right.
No film left over. Beverage forward, you know, since we are intentionally a beverage, we are SNAP eligible and available, as I mentioned, online, but in 10 states with fresh thyme.
I love that. Now, I want to get to the personal here, you know, because your story is the heart of this. You didn't read about this like in a textbook. You lived it, like years of struggles, you know, managing diabetes, trying things that were just full of stuff that you couldn't even pronounce. You know, what was the breaking point? Like the moment you said enough is enough, like if no one was going to make a clean, simple thing that I can actually use, I'm going to make it myself. And what you did, you took a journey that, taught you about your own health that you wish you'd known for years, and you were able to do something positive. So can you just like share your story a little bit with others?
Absolutely. So I'll start in a little bit, the brief part in the younger years is, you know, my family history has a lot of heart failure, heart problems. You know, my grandfather on my dad's side died when my dad was 14. My dad had his first heart attack at 43. I was 9.
Wow.
And he became disabled shortly thereafter. And so I grew up with diabetes very front and center because it changed my life from a very young age.
Yeah.
And after, you know, my dad wasn't able to be the breadwinner, we had a period of time where we were in transitional housing and food scarcity was a real problem with a family of 6.
Right.
And, you know, we made it through, but it definitely accelerated the onset of my diabetes because of stressful situations and, you know, kind of surviving on what I could. And, you know, my parents, you know, they did the best they could and there's no ill feelings there.
Yeah.
It just was still hard.
Yeah.
And so throughout my 20s, I yo-yoed on my weight, you know, 30 pounds easy up or down, depending on stress level and how much I was taking care of myself or not.
Yeah.
And those sorts of things. And so fast forward, you know, I'm working in CPG as a finance executive and I'm helping plenty of other Better 40 brands make it big, including, you know, building the finance department at Poppy. Back when I started, you know, I took over cash and vendor management, you know, from the founder. Yeah. And built the foundation that really was just in the nick of time for our hockey stick year back then. So after the intensity of that role, I took a break, took my gap year at 35 and spent, you know, a few months kind of just on the couch. Like I really just had to catch my breath because you're firing on all cylinders that long. You know, it was a great, experience.
Yeah.
I totally learned so much more than I can even articulate, but it was hard.
Yeah.
And so coming out of that, I just didn't want to do it that way anymore.
Right.
I'd had plenty of jobs that kind of chewed me up and spit me out and kind of this 18 to 24-ish month cycle of burnout, you know, like it was getting old. It was never fun, but I had reached my limit.
Yeah.
And along the way, right before the catalyst, I'll say, for me taking the job at Poppy was my husband had a stroke at 31. Mm-hmm. He was at work as a police officer, had a line of duty injury. It caused a stroke. And in a day, our life changed forever. Right. And I will say that in a lot of ways, it was the best thing that ever happened, even though it just adds to the level of hard. And, super grateful that I'm not a widow. So like every day on this side is better.
Yeah.
But it was another reason that I really had to choose to prioritize not being sick all the time.
Right.
Because, you know, it up to the ante, if you will. And yeah. I was 3 weeks into a new job that I loved when he had a stroke and moved states to go be in that job.
Yeah.
And I had just barely got relocated and Poppy called. Mm-hmm. And I'd interviewed a time or two with them for roles because they were from Texas and I was from Texas at the time.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't. It just never quite worked out. And then when it finally was the right time, you know, it was really the opportunity in a single job change. I was able to completely replace all of the income we had just lost from my husband becoming disabled in an instant.
Right.
And so I knew it was going to be hard, but it was harder than my wildest imagination.
Yeah.
But I built something that lasts with great team members and a lot of team members that I hired back in 2022 when we were still trying to make it actually are still there as Pepsi employees now. And so they made it all, you know, they really were there from nearly start to finish. And, it, you know, that was really special that my department didn't have a lot of turnover.
Wow.
Even after I left, they all stayed. And, I'm really proud of that because it's uncommon for people to last that long in a startup. It's uncommon for teams to stay together that long, not just one person, but four.
Yeah.
And so super proud of that, but trying something a little different this time. You know, I believe that there's a way that Fiberbliss can be productive and help people feel better and be charitable while still also making money. And so ultimately Snap, because of my journey as through my teens and early 20s, was very important. So I formulated on purpose within the guardrails of Snap.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could help people who might still be on a journey like mine from 20 years ago and just need something that they can put in their backpack or their purse or, you know, plan around having it available in an industry that really kind of left them behind. You know, if you're not, you know, the wellness industry is great in a lot of ways. And we've learned a lot with different investments in science and research, but it takes a lot of money to be able to use the average wellness product. And for people you know, for the 42 million American families on SNAP.
Yeah.
Just trying to make ends meet. I think a lot of people overlook how many people on SNAP are also working.
Right.
And I think there's a bit of a negative association with the idea that if you are on any sort of government assistance, it's because you're not working or because you're not trying. And the unfortunate truth is it's always been there to fill the gap.
Yeah.
And the gap just keeps growing.
Right.
And that's why I really want to provide this tool for people just trying to feel better and make it out of life being so damn hard.
Yeah, 100%. Now, for the listeners out there, if you've been feeling sluggish, bloated, or just not like yourself, and you've been blaming everything except the thing that we're talking about right now, this episode might be the nudge for you that you just needed. Now, follow the advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring the real conversations and the real experts who can help you take better care of the one body that you've got. Now, okay, so let's give people something that they can use today, because awareness without a step just turns into guilt. So for someone who hears all this and thinks, great, one more thing I'm failing at, what's the gentle, realistic way to start closing that fiber gap without overhauling their entire life?
Absolutely. I would say just start. And whether, you know, I would love for you to start with Fiber Bliss. And one thing that I really have enjoyed is with it being in powder form, you can get creative. You know, one of the things that I make often here as a snack is Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah.
And so I'm still going to eat the Rice Krispie Treat. Mm-hmm. But now we have Berry Bliss.
Right.
Krispy Treats. And so, you know, eventually you'll feel better and notice that you don't really miss the sweets. At least my journey has been that I don't. But to get started, I put the fiber in the thing. I'm eventually going to stop eating. But, you know, I also, for Valentine's Day, I made a heart-shaped chocolate cake, and I put my strawberry sass in the chocolate frosting. And the two things really cool, because the fiber kind of helped it set. Mm-hmm. And so it was more like a firm frosting after I was done.
Yeah.
And it added the nice strawberry flavor. So I was able to do strawberry sass chocolate frosting on a chocolate cake with strawberries. And so, you know, just start. That's the easiest thing please don't start with 30 grams of fiber of your record. Please be kind to yourself and just work it in a little bit at a time, because if you go from 0 to 30, you'll have regrets. but nonetheless, Fiber Bliss is designed to be gentle. So, you usually feel better in 2 to 3 days and start kind of seeing things change.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find all the interesting ways. So if you don't want to just sit down and drink less of fiber, totally fine. But just start. You know, I put it in my oatmeal. If you eat cereal, just sprinkle it on top of your cereal. Like it's really versatile because it's a powder form.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice to anyone listening who feels stuck. You don't have to know where you're going just to start.
Right. Exactly. And just as important, like, what should people watch out for?
I think that not everybody needs the recommended 30 grams, and some people will need more.
Right.
So, you know, back to paying attention to what your body's telling you. If at 20 grams a day of general fiber consumption, things are, you know, regular and comfortable, you're probably okay. That said, if you're in the 30-ish range and still kind of constipated,
right,
probably need to up the ante. There's a couple of things that people might overlook that can cause constipation.
Right.
So if you're a person who takes pain medicine, whether it's NSAIDs or narcotics, you know, regularly for any reason, that can really cause a lot of constipation. So
right,
I would suspect people in that category might need more than 30 grams over, you know, to get started at least.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say is like, it is, watch out for too much or not enough.
Yeah.
Because the guidelines are just that. They're the guidelines, and not everyone is going to need that much.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are going to need a lot more.
Yeah.
So really, and then water, you know, I think too much of any fiber product without drinking enough liquid has a potential to just make everything worse. So
yeah,
it doesn't have to be flat water that's plain, you know, like should, you know, you can, you know, Fiber Bliss is designed to drink with water.
Which yeah.
You might need more than the 8 ounces we've formulated each serving to go into, you know, but if you're doing, you know, 4 or 5 servings a day, then you're probably also, or as instructed, you're probably needing your water guideline.
Yeah.
But it's about the uncaffeinated beverages.
Right.
So just make sure you're drinking enough uncaffeinated fluid so that the fiber in your system has the tools it needs to be at its peak performance.
I think that's a great answer. And, you know, for people who, you know, don't realize, you know, the shelves are full of healthy products loaded with added sugar, dyes, fillers. Like, what separates something that actually helps from something that just clever marketing?
You know, it's the ingredient panel as a whole, I think. And I do think you alluded to it earlier, Stacey, about the studying in a textbook or a market trend and trying to create something versus a lived experience to solve a problem. And I think that there's plenty of both in the market.
Right.
Specifically in the fiber and health food space. So there's lots of people and products that are on the shelf as a result of the data says they should do it.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of why the ingredient panels are so gross, because
right,
they're also the ones that are cost effective. So I think it's really, you know, knowing what's in what you're eating, read the label, paying attention to the language about sugar, anything that says net carb gain or any, you know, anything like that, because net carb is not regulated.
Right.
So the only rule about net carbs on packaging is that they have to show their math.
Right.
It doesn't mean that that it's accurate. It doesn't mean that anyone's checked their work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that their version of a net carb will actually work for you and your blood sugar.
Right.
So I would caution anyone buying health food products or even food products with the net carb language.
Yeah.
Those are the labels I would definitely flip around and see what it is they're feeding you.
Yeah.
Because it's unregulated, clever marketing language,
right,
compared to things like high fiber, good source of fiber, fair size, fair source of fiber. That's all regulated. That's
right,
all down to math. Like, you have to have 20% or more of the daily value of fiber in your product.
Yeah.
To be able to say high fiber, excellent fiber, fiber rich. Like, it's regulated more than people realize, but what isn't is the net carbs.
Right. Right. That's so true. Now, this is a part of your mission I really admire. Like, I don't want to skip it, because like, feeling good shouldn't be reserved for people who can drop a fortune on wellness. I love that you built something clean and effective that's also, you know, it's accessible, like even SNAP approved, so that taking care of your gut isn't a privilege. It's something that more people can actually reach. You know, why was accessibility like so important to you?
I think that, you know, the driving force for me is, you know, my childhood experience with resources being slim, and then also, you know, my adult experience with my husband being, you know, injured in the line of duty and suddenly unable to participate in the household financially.
Yeah.
Because even though he does have his benefits now, that was a 18-month, we don't know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Like the process to even get the help you need,
right,
is long. And so accessibility really has helped me in many ways. And I'm, you know, my story is one with many challenges, but it's not that different than any other person's life story with challenges, right?
Like, right.
Life doesn't come without them, no matter who you are.
Exactly.
And the difference is how you respond to them and what resources you have available to work through or solve those challenges.
Right.
And when my husband couldn't work suddenly and we had to wait 18 or maybe 24 months to get his benefits to come through, sure, there was some back pay, but like there was a stretch of survival.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate enough that we liquidated the ranch and we, you know, had some retirement accounts. So we had resources because we had been building.
Right.
But there's a lot of times where luck doesn't work out that way for people.
Yeah.
And so I'm super, you know, grateful that when that happened, the market was up and we sold everything for a profit. But the truth is, 6 weeks later, and we would have taken a severe loss because after we moved out of Texas, there was a drought season that
yeah.
year
mm-hmm.
and like record-breaking lines at the sale barn because people
wow.
couldn't afford to feed their cows. And we certainly would have been in that same bucket. And so it was like as hard and as sad and devastating as a stroke at 31 is.
Yeah.
The timing was on our side, if there is such a thing to say about something so unexpected. But
right.
even 6 weeks later, and that survival stretch would have been even harder.
That's an amazing story. That's, you know, to me, it's more than luck. You know, it really is. And what do you say to the person who's convinced that their being healthy is automatically expensive and complicated?
I think I would normally agree with them. I think that's exactly why accessibility is so front and center to me and Fibrobliss, because
yeah.
that's what I experienced as well from a very early age, even before supplements were, you know, as big of an industry as they are now. And I think that, and I just think that that's backwards.
Right. right? It is.
I think that having the ability to eat and not make it make you sick shouldn't be a privilege.
Right.
And it is in so many ways. And
yeah.
It was a big reason I chose conventional
mm-hmm.
clean label ingredients. I actively only have the organic ingredients that don't have a conventional pair, like match to them.
Yeah.
So with the conventional path and the clean label path, it's the product for the middle. You know, I'm not competing with store brand psyllium husk
yeah.
or Metamucil, truly. Like, I'm not competing on price because that's not what this is.
Right.
However, in the fiber set, we're the premium option because of the clean label. However, when you look at the price per serving people are already spending on the beverages that are making them more sick, like an energy drink or your $6 coffee or your hydration packet that has a nice convenient stick pack but is full of
yeah.
sugar. Most people are paying between $3 and $6
right.
per serving on that. And with the conventional clean label and nutrient dense intentional choices along the way, we're able to offer it in our jar format around $1.85 a serving.
Wow. You went from battling your own health to feeling let down by product after product to building something that helped you. And now you're helping a lot of other people like feel generally better from the inside out. So from everything that you've been through, what's the one thing you want most people to understand about the care of themselves that you wish someone had told you at the very beginning?
I think it's a lot similar to the advice I would give people about money.
Mm-hmm.
Pay yourself first and play the long game.
Right.
You got to put money in savings. You got to put money in retirement. Make choices that hopefully buy assets that you can liquidate if you need to. I mean, that's a big part of the reason we were able to survive when life had some pretty bad jokes for us.
Yeah.
And
say the least. You know,
And I would say health is the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying don't drink. I'm not saying, you know, none of those things, right? I'm saying moderation and being pragmatic about it is more reasonable and more successful than these extreme things like keto and intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And this idea, you know, I have a really hard time with things like the Atkins diet and certain products that we're not changing the behavior.
Yeah.
We're just making something less bad.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to go through the discomfort of change.
Exactly.
It's easier to buy a sweet treat marketed as a health product than to just, you know, train your taste buds.
Yeah.
I think it's something that also my doctor said to me throughout this process that stopped me dead in my tracks. It had never occurred to me. She goes, you know, you can train your taste buds, right? And I was, and like that one conversation blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because like, no, of course I didn't think that. I'm like almost autism is fierce in my family. Just train your taste buds? No, that's not how this works. Like what? So that's the other thing is it's okay if you eat something you don't like for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Play the long game, you know.
Right.
Pay yourself first when it comes to taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No is a complete sentence.
Yep.
You don't owe anyone the explanation of preserving your own capacity.
Yeah.
And it's okay to just not. You don't have to go just because you were invited.
Exactly.
It's nice to be invited, sure, but if it causes you more grief or it's really inconvenient or you just flat don't want to.
Right.
It's okay to say, no thanks, but keep me in mind for next time.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we've all forgotten with like social media and highlight reel and just like this idea of like not wanting to miss out ever. I am perfectly okay missing out in exchange for my peace.
Right.
Anytime, every time. If going or doing the thing is going to not have a net benefit to my well-being and it's an optional thing, sometimes you just got to do the sucky thing. But
exactly.
Like, if it's optional and not a net positive, I'm good. I have eye trouble. Can't see myself getting off the couch today.
Yeah.
Like it's, and that's, so protect your peace. Pay
exactly.
yourself first, both in health, time, energy, and finances. You got to save. You got to plan. You got to play the long game.
Yeah.
And moderation in all things prevents a lot of chaos.
I agree with you 100%. That is phenomenal advice. Now, can you tell us where we could find your products?
Yes. First and foremost, we are at fiberbliss.com. So that's fiberbliss with three S's. We're on shelf at Fresh Time, and we have an upcoming launch with Kroger. We are planning also, we won our KEHE Golden Ticket, which means we are launching next week nationally with KE, and we'll be working very diligently to get on as many shelves as we can during this launch period. And hopefully that means all 47 of the states that the customers, that these DCs can reach. So super great partnership with KE and independent retailers, launching in a big way very soon.
I love it. I love it. And for the listeners out there, if it turns out the only thing quietly shaping how we feel every day isn't some erotic miracle, it's a simple stuff that we've been overlooking the whole time. And feeling good from the inside out is a lot more possible than most people think. It, you know, Roxanne McBride has gotten tired of waiting for someone else to solve the problem. So she solved it herself. And today she remained and reminded us how all of us can really heal our bodies, and we could actually heal our gut and do things to help our energy, our mood, and our lives. So Roxanne, I thank you so much for coming on the show and telling our listeners where they can find Fiber Bliss, try it for themselves, and connect with you. And if this episode made you rethink that 3 p.m. crash, make sure you share it with somebody who's been feeling the exact same way. I thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, I really give you kudos because, you know, it takes a lot for someone to really be proactive and do something about it. So many times people have, you know, different symptoms and different problems, and, you know, they have actual medical problems that are occurring, and we're getting all these symptoms, but nobody's doing anything about it. They're just living with it. And that drives me nuts. And instead of just living with it and settling, or just taking, you know, a static that a doctor told you to take, you know, you actually, you know, were proactive and figured out something that could help you, and not only you, but, you know, thousands of other people out there. So I thank you. I give you kudos for everything you're doing. And, you know, you're wonderful. And I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your stories. And I hope that you'll come back and teach us more about our body and about our gut, and how fiber can, you know, really help all different parts of the body, and how it could really change your digestive system, and how that your digestive system plays such a big role in our overall health and longevity. So thank you so much for being here.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Stacey, for having me. And I am looking forward to being able to come back and share new milestones along the way with you and the rest of your audience as well.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks. And bye.
Bye-bye.